In this pre-election 2025 mini-series, I'm going to go through a few of the points that have shaped some of my thoughts about the nation I am now a citizen of. I have spoken with many people, countless colleagues, students and friends, as well as strangers, about society and politics in Germany. There are, I suspect, many voters who will even vote for the AfD, with whom I share concerns. I wish to speak about one of those topics in each mini-episode. I ask you to be patient with me, to reflect genuinely on each argument, and to let me know your thoughts. Democracy in Germany will not come to an end, even if a more far-right government is elected. But many people will suffer unnecessarily for the policies that I believe will be enacted, and for no good reason. We will move increasingly towards a society where finger-pointing based on race will increase. I believe there will also be an increase in domestic violence against women, and that gender inequality in the workplace will also go up. Immigration laws will be tightened to an extent that significant damage will be done to the German labour market in the hospitality, healthcare, and construction sectors, among others. People currently living and working in Germany will be forcibly removed, dividing families and creating untold strain on law-abiding and hard-working people just to make a political point that in the end will benefit nobody. I believe social benefits will be cut, further complicating the lives of many people who live around or below the poverty line, including many AfD voters. I believe technology will be used to curtail our privacy and to negate our human rights. I also believe many positive steps taken to reduce CO2 emissions and to transition towards renewable energy will be reversed, with catastrophic consequences for future generations. These are the issues into which I will delve deeper. The AfD, some of its leaders and members, though not all, are racist, white supremacists, and do not care about Germany. My words are aimed at those who remain undecided. German politics is suffering from the same problems we see in the UK, the USA, and many other countries around the world. Our politicians, in many cases, have sold out their principles. There are not enough differences between the parties for people to feel represented. Almost all parties have renounced socio-economic policies based on ideals and have embraced the same neoliberal principles across the board, so that whichever party wins, the result is the same. The AfD talks like it is different, like it is anti-establishment. The AfD is even more establishment than the parties we have become disheartened with. The AfD is like the Reform Company in the UK. They are organizations run by rich people who wish to further enrich elitists. The divide between rich and poor is only going to grow further. Tuna Mike clocking out. Rise up.
Jepek kuduelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke mawoye tu under mic. Seche tim sudbuta wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre wabed ping biwawinje erochako domomit ndi tu under mic. Podcast makende.
As I have discovered to my own chagrin, tax policies in general have been used as an economic weapon of the elite to pursue classist ends. In this case, that translates to screw the little person. Taxes had long been collected by thieving lords and princes to further subjugate the peasantry to poverty by the time a democratic, theoretically, government introduced them to fight a war. It was in this effort that the government of Pitt the Younger convinced the British of the need to give up a portion of their hard-earned income to fight the dastardly French, while of course terrorizing First Nations people in the New World and trading in slaves, a policy which Pitt the Younger, to his credit, disliked to the extreme. But these themselves were such lucrative enterprises that one might have thought the profiteers themselves could have paid for a war entirely. Oh, of course, they had done, only it was a war fought by privateers and sinister businessmen that did not necessarily have the crown's interests at heart. Good that the average bod was to be taxed to high heaven as part of their patriotic duties, but damn, leave those rich dudes alone because they have more important things to do with their hard-stolen cash. Yeah, I don't want to go too much into history, but just so that we all know, this is kind of where taxation originates, at least income tax and so on. In any case, what I'm getting at is that taxation is an important part of how we finance modern social spending. However, that financing has been grossly abused by politicians over the years in handing out contracts to friends and family and paying themselves expenses which are completely disproportionate to the needs of their office. This is also famously commented upon by the very same types of people who benefit most from public administration as being incompetent and inefficient. On the one hand, they moan about how big government stifles creativity and innovation, and on the other hand, they find creative ways of flouting regulations to top up their bonuses. So now that we have established the real reasons why social services have no money, let's see what the AFD is going to do to change this massive level of corruption and rise up to fight for the average people in society. Hold breath, not do your. Number one, corporate tax reduction. The AFD aims to lower corporate taxes to make Germany more attractive for businesses and to prevent the exodus of companies to other countries. The AFD believes this will boost investment and economic growth. They really jumped in with a big one here. Companies pay too much tax, so they have to pay less. There are a lot of small companies that really do pay too much tax in relation to the amount of profit they make. These would be small businesses and sole traders, or self-employed people and family-owned businesses like restaurants and cafes, etc. These are not the multinational corporates that regularly dictate to governments and shape official economic policies across the globe. The only kinds of companies that leave Germany are the ones which don't really care where they operate or who works for them. There are very few small businesses in Germany that decide, to hell with this shite weather, we're taking our manufacturing plant to the Caribbean. The reason is that most small businesses are wedded to their local communities. They provide for those very same communities. They are a part of those communities. They would love to sell to other communities as a means of extending their reach, but moving their operations away from where they had always existed, where they were born? Not going to happen. This policy stinks. This policy is about attracting trillionaire organizations, giving them tax breaks in Germany so they can benefit somehow in some other country. This is about telling those trillionaire organizations that they can exploit German taxpayers for a few years before they go on to inevitably exploit workers directly somewhere else. This policy is about creating a false globalized market to prop up fake economic narratives so trillionaire organizations can move funds however and wherever they want. There is no limit to investment. There is no limit to money. There is only a limit to natural resources. Yet the AFD doesn't care about natural resources. Why not? The German government can this very day declare a zillion euro infrastructure budget to provide carbon-free travel around the whole of Europe, and it would not cause inflation. The reason for this is that it would be creating a tangible economic asset for the country that would add value to the economy. The money budgeted would be balanced by the value created. So why don't governments do this? Ouch. Well, I'm not a financial expert, but it might have something to do with the need to control the amount of money in a market in a way that it benefits certain sectors and more specifically certain players within those sectors. Being able to control the money supply and interest rates gives central banks and interested parties a lot of financial clout. What they don't want to have is a workforce that might benefit from economic growth and prosperity, because they would then be empowered to say no to whichever work they did not want to do. Most people are quite happy not to have millions upon millions in the bank. They don't need it. And very, very rich people probably don't get that. So to be able to control the workforce and ensure they will always do the work they are told to do by the rich, they are left without a choice. Goodbye liberalism, an elitist ideology that only served the rich landed class. Hello neoliberalism. They just added neo and turned it into an economic model to make the old shit more palatable, and you've all fallen for it. Come on! The second tax policy the AFD want to introduce is as follows. The introduction of a simplified tax system. They advocate for a simplified tax system with fewer types of taxes and a more straightforward structure. This includes eliminating certain smaller taxes that are seen as administratively burdensome and not significantly contributing to state revenue. This is the winning tax ticket that the AFD will probably hope most people will pay most attention to. I can practically guarantee that the AFD doesn't have a clue how to simplify the German tax system. I can almost guarantee that the AFD doesn't give a damn about it either. Look at what Trump is doing in the US. All he's doing is chucking tariffs at trading partners. He doesn't explain that those tariffs will be paid for by his own citizens and that those tariffs will only ever make US-made products uncompetitive in other countries. The AFD approach to tax simplification will probably be the same. Let's just delete these few hundred regulations here and see what happens. Can you imagine the kind of chaos that will ensue when tax laws are simply removed? What kind of mechanism will replace the current system? How will it be regulated? How long will it take to design? Which organization will run it? There are no details behind this policy, because no detail exists. It is a fabrication of grade A bullshit. Tax policy number three. A wealth tax? No. The AFD opposes the reintroduction of a wealth tax, arguing that it would be detrimental to economic growth. They believe that the existing tax system already places a significant burden on those poor, poor, wealthy, millionaire individuals. The AFD is opposed to taxing wealth. Listen to that again, but put a bit differently. The AFD does not want rich people to pay more tax. They think rich people pay enough tax already. So a system set up for rich people to thrive, created by rich antecedents, who have always benefited from the exploitation of poor people, should not have to pay more tax. Let's ignore the possibility that the best tax consultants in the land probably ensure the rich pay hardly any tax whatsoever, and just remember that these people are rich and can probably afford to pay more tax. Well, it kind of beggars belief. In fact, why should the system prioritize the lifestyle of privilege when it cannot support the most basic levels of existence for the needy? I don't think the AFD asked themselves that question. On top of that, why does the AFD argue that the reason people do not have good homes, thriving communities, attractive schools, and career opportunities is mass migration, when in reality, it is because they want to make sure the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor? Exploited people in Germany are working in physically demanding jobs, perhaps creating components for munitions that would be used by soldiers who had no choice but to become soldiers by a system that systematically keeps them underrepresented. To bomb innocent people who need to be moved on so that allies can steal their nation's natural resources. When those people come to Europe to escape the violence caused by greedy elites the world over, the AFD, who supports the whole damn system in the first place, accuses the bombed out innocents of stealing your jobs. How did they steal jobs that hadn't been created for you in the first place? How did they steal homes that haven't been built for you? How did they steal opportunities that were designed for people educated in colleges and universities nobody in your family ever had a chance of attending? The AFD is a party of the elite, pretending to be a party of the people by giving you groups of people to hate who have done nothing to you. Immigrants don't want your jobs, they want their own. LGBTQ people don't want to change your sexual orientation or your gender. They just want to be respected for their own. Socialists don't want to stifle your creativity. They want to make sure that if your efforts are not successful, that you can still live with dignity, that you can still contribute to society, and that when you are ready, you can try again. Don't allow the AFD to tell you to hate. Let yourself see the real people who are taking your opportunities and ask them why they are lying to you. The last AFD taxation policy I'm going to refer to is in regard to their policy on EU taxation. The AFD is against any form of EU-level taxation. They insist that tax policy should remain under national control. They argue that this is essential for maintaining national sovereignty and ensuring that tax revenues are used effectively within Germany. The EU itself does not directly tax member states like Germany. However, Germany, like other EU member states, contributes to the EU budget through various forms of revenue, including customs duties, VAT contributions, and a portion of its gross national income. These contributions help fund EU policies, programs, and initiatives. Many EU programs and initiatives subsidize research and development in Germany that directly benefit German institutions, German small and medium-sized enterprises, and German innovation. In addition, by creating the infrastructure for European-wide funding, competitive and localized platforms and markets are created and supplied by local talent, addressing local needs and compliant with local rules and principles, which are not dictated to by Washington, among others. A political party which pretends to care about local, regional, and national interests should actually care about these things too. That the AFD actively tries to hinder such programs tells you one thing and tells you it very loudly. The AFD wants Germany to become dependent on foreign wealth, subservient to foreign elites, and party to the destruction and exploitation of any third country those same elitist allies want to remove so that they can make themselves even richer without having to raise a finger or risk a hair. The AFD is not an alternative for Deutschland. It is an anathema for democracy. Rise up.
Two, and a mic. Two, and a mic.